Welcome back to another That Sweet podcast. It is your boy Sweet, and today's episode, you know what, we'll be back to our normal format that we used to do, but I am back and I apologize for the hiatus. But yeah, I'm gonna put my grind in. Y'all go ahead and start watching the videos, the reaction videos, the motivation, inspiration stuff, all on the Crayon Rocket YouTube channel. I would appreciate that. And know what? And even on IG, bro. Follow me up on there. But without further ado, what is today's episode about? Wow, Halvey came out with an album called Christopher. Dope, amazing album. And know what? I'm going to review it today. You're going to enjoy the episode, I promise you. And this album, this project, definitely going to want to give it a listen and enjoy it to the fullest. And I promise you this. You ain't going to regret it. You ain't going to regret it. And then we're going to jump into some IG inspiration as well. Ooh, some inspiration for the week, for the weekend, for the day, whatever you need it for. Hopefully it inspires you in some type of way. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get ready for this podcast. Cool. Welcome to the IG Inspiration. So, let's go and jump into this one. So, Malificial put rehearsing, waiting to shoot, music video coming soon. Nice. You know what? Definitely excited for that one. Gotta go ahead and support Mal. And Jay Monty put, free me is just a couple days away now. I've been known to share what the gospel says in my music. Now you're about to hear what the gospel says about me. How it carried me through my deepest brokenness and my greatest loss. Divorce, separation from my sons, damage caused by my own hands, abandonment, loneliness. I've never been so vulnerable in a project. But I need the world to hear this, and that's finally about to happen. Let me know if you ready. Ooh, come on, Monty. Tell your story, bro. Tell your story. I'm definitely excited. Trackstars put Nick D Inc's deal with label following success of Fine Apple single. Congrats to Nick D, bro. Congrats to Nick D. The Truth put, so 4 days until the official launch of Hillsong Atlanta, and we couldn't do it without some theme music. Come on, bro. You get it in, bro. Get it in. So, Southside Rabbi put, Amin talks about a demonic superstition. Have you all seen our new Satanic Panic episode yet? Let's go check that one out, bro. Tori Deshaun put, Scam likely visual out now. Please run this mug up, bro. Y'all need to go show some love to the dude, bro. Reach put, Lecrae isn't holding back on church clothes for. Oh, man, I'm excited for that one, bro. Just imagine how amazing church clothes 4 is going to be. D1 put, I took Papa on a field trip. We pulled up on my sis studio while riding through the city. Tank, thank you, sis, because my grandpa is 91 and he really had a good time seeing us in our element. He's a music lover, but he had never been in a studio in his life. Man, congrats, bro. That's amazing, bro. At least now he got to enjoy it. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Miles Minnick put, Bonafide Demon Killer, Angels featuring me, out now. Go check that song out, bro. And Belief put, Anaya, I don't know why he is being mean to me. Also, Anaya, I choked him with his necklace. Y'all, this was before 8 a.m. Make sure to watch the vlog premiering today at 3:30. Dang. To see me lose my peace in real time. I bet, bro. I bet. Craziness, bro. But I love your content, man. The Truth put, in 3 days, I'm back to sharing the stage with my bro, John McReynolds. Come on, bro. June 6th is about to be amazing. Pastor Brian Houston and many more will be in the building for the Hillsong Atlanta opening day celebration. Jesus will be exalted and the saints will rejoice. Bizzle put, Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you will have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. Shoot, motive is everything. From the outside, these two can look like the same thing, but God knows our heart. He knows our why. For instance, if you give a hungry person a meal, are you doing it for the person you are feeding, or are you doing it for the person who's watching you feed him? If no one knows, does it feel the same? In these scriptures, one seeks to be glorified and praised by men, and the other seeks to glorify God and direct the praise towards him. In fact, we were created for his glory. But when pride enters, we begin to desire the glory and praise for ourselves, which is vaguely similar to what happened to Lucifer. We are not the source. We are merely vessels used for his honor. And apart from him, these vessels serve no use. Just something to remember in social media age where we post everything and being seen and liked by people is the goal. Always keep why. Keep your why in check. And again, because they both look the same from the outside, be careful assuming the next person's why. Stephen Furtick put, God will meet you in your lonely place. Women of faith put, You, Lord, are a shield around me. Amen, bro. Women of faith put, now I know, Lord, that you are for me and I will never fear what man can do to me. And what we're gonna end it with, GS, your path is more difficult because your calling is higher. Amen to that, bro. Amen to that. So what you've been waiting for this whole podcast episode, right? Hovey Christopher album review. So let's just go ahead and put it out right there right away. Shout out to Hovey. Amazing work. Seeing him just really just like get on his grind with like everything. Interviews, different things like that. Music videos. Everything was presented so perfectly, so amazing, did not disappoint whatsoever. So the one thing about Hovey, right? This dude's super talented, but he talked about Jesus in every song. And know what? And this is for all the haters within CHH, just like, man, nobody'd be talking about Jesus. Nobody'd be talking about God anymore. Dude, y'all listening to Hovey, y'all listening to the new people on Reach and all these other Christian rappers going around, like a lot of them, they be speaking the things that you said that they ain't be speaking about no more. I mean, maybe you don't like the fun stuff. That's totally fine. Then don't listen to it. But know what? This is the thing, right? This is the thing. Amazing album. Every single song, really, really good. And like I said, the thing about Hovey is he's just really genuine, right? He's really into who he is. And this just told his story a lot more. We kind of really get into the head of Hovey. We kind of understand who he is. We get invested in who he is as a person, who he is as a Christian, who he is as an artist, right? So we really just see all of that in this album. We see a lot of that, right? And I like it that he named it Christopher, because this is his introduction to who we are. His introduction to new fans, to the current fans, to the OG fan, to them all, bro. And Hovey is just putting in the work, right? Album's super good. And like I said, we rate it from 1 to 3. Why? Because know what? I want it to be up for interpretation on you guys and on your part, because that's the main thing about it, right? That's the main thing, is your guys' opinion. Mine is just an opinion. If I like it, I like it. If I don't, I don't. Doesn't mean you gotta like it. But know what? We in CHH, this is That Sweet Podcast, bro. And you already know. what it is, and what we do. These albums, if it's on repeat all the time, then we know it's a banger. If it's on repeat all the time, then we know it's a hit. So the thing is, the question is Hovi, is this Christopher album one of those that we just replay over and over and over? And I say yes. Know what? It's one of those albums that I'm definitely playing over and over again. Every single song, love the feel of every song. The music videos were dope. Favorite song probably from it, probably gonna be a Holy Spirit one. That one's really dope. Always, that one's like on repeat, nonstop, bro. But yeah, so that's the thing. This album, really good. What do I rate it? I'm actually gonna rate it 3 out of 3. Why? Because you know what? Like I said, this on repeat. Let's talk about God. We get to know who Hovi is. The music is dope. His production, his presentation was dope. Just everything that he put into this and everything that came out of it, superior, bro. Superior. And I think Reach got an amazing artist with Hovi. And man, I'm super excited to see what more that this dude brings to the table, right? What more that he brings to the table. That's going to be the amazing part. That's going to be the super amazing part. But man, Hovi Christopher, probably one of the best albums out that came out this year, 2021, starting out with a banger. You already know. And know what? This is it, bro. This is it. Come on. We got to start getting ready to enjoy these new artists. Start supporting these new artists, bro. That's the main thing. Got to show them love. And without further ado, I'm going to have to bid y'all adieu. And if you ain't sharing this podcast yet, I would appreciate it if you share it too. And until next time. So, if you made it to the end of this video, I appreciate you so much. More than you ever know. So, Crayon Rocket. Our motto is be unique, be creative, be you. Why is this important? Because we were all created in the image of God. We were all perfectly and wonderfully made. So I hope that you enjoyed this video. Share it, like it, subscribe. I would appreciate it. God bless.